Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And do you know what is happening on Monday? If you don't live in Utah, it might not be widely celebrated, but this Monday marks 169 years when the first LDS pioneers escaped religious persecution and harm and made it into the Salt Lake Valley. Even if you are LDS and don't have pioneer relatives, this is still a cause for celebration because of all that these people sacrificed to help their young faith survive under harsh circumstances, and what joy those sacrifices have brought for all of us today. And as a part of this annual celebration, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square are performing two concerts, one tonight and one tomorrow night, entitled Music for a Summer Evening, with special guests from across the pond, the King's Singers. This is going to be such an exciting event, and we have Ed Payne here, who is an executive producer with the choir, to talk with us about this concert. Thanks for being here, Ed.
Thanks.
So in years past, the concerts have featured a mixture of spiritual and Broadway and American folk classics. How were the songs selected for this year's concert?
Well, this particular concert started out as a pioneer commemoration concert.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very heavily ingrained in the songs of the migration out here west by the pioneers. But as it has grown and as the choir has looked at other ways in which they could utilize this concert, and it comes now kind of our major summer concert.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Christmas concert every year, and this is kind of becoming our major summer concert. And so it does tip its hat to the Mormon pioneers at the beginning of the concert, but then we go right into a program. And of course, this year we have those marvelous King's Singers,
mm-hmm.
and they bring with them, you know, a great history of music on the other side of the pond.
And I've actually seen the King's Singers in concert before when I was in Canada, and they're absolutely magnificent. And I was able to go last year and saw Laura Osnes perform. And I'm curious, how are you selecting these guests to pair with the choir?
Well, the choir management basically puts together a list of people that they would like to see come sing with the choir. And it takes many years sometimes to get these artists to have time and availability to come sing with the choir. And so we've got our hands in quite a few invites for future years. That's kind of how it goes. We want to pick somebody that has a repertoire that kind of works with the choir. Many artists, you know, don't have music that they sing that is kind of appropriate for the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of one way of doing it. But now we've had so many different guest artists that they're starting to tell their friends. And so it's easier now to find people that are much more willing to come and have this experience singing with the choir.
And it's a really beautiful experience. The concert is so well done. It's produced just to the nines. It's really an enjoyable event. How do you feel like this series honors the pioneers?
This particular concert, being the Pioneer Commemoration Concert, we feel that we're still reaching out to people all around the world and trying to introduce them to the choir style and spirit of music. And in that way, I think our pioneer heritage would be very proud of what we're doing with the talent that was brought here many, many years ago to the Salt Lake Valley. And the choir, of course, now is doing quite a bit on social media. This particular concert is being streamed live internationally.
Mm.
And we're also translating into 4 additional languages, Spanish, Portuguese, French, and German.
I love how the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has been known as America's Choir. And I think you're absolutely right. It's because they reflect this great American heritage and these people who have come and sacrificed so that this great talent could be in the state of Utah. What do you hope attendees of this concert will walk away feeling?
Well, we like to create an environment when people come to the concert or listen. You know, we have a lot of people that love the choir, but we have a rising generation that may not know who the choir is. And we really hope that with the way that the choir right now, especially Mac Wilberg, is programming these choirs with music that is very accessible to a younger audience, less classical. It's fun. If you look at our recent Christmas concerts with the Muppets and the Sesame Street characters and all that kind of stuff. I mean, choir wants to give people a different and a new experience listening to the choir. And maybe for the first time, or maybe they haven't listened to the choir in a long time. We want people to go away saying, wow, I've not heard that before. That is wonderful.
And that might be a song that they wouldn't expect.
Correct.
To hear from a choir that young people especially normally associate the choir with general conference and hymns and Sundays and Sunday appropriate music and things like that. But I love how they're expanding their repertoire and they're really reaching out to people to bring this music to a lot of different audiences and different age groups. Is there anything else about the concert that you'd like people to know?
Well, this particular concert, with the music that the choir has selected and with the Kingsingers coming, it really offers a wide breadth of different styles and genres and feelings. We hope the people that attend in person, you know, kind of come and forget about the fact that it's hot outside and it's been busy, and just relax and listen. And we hope that people will do that same thing in their homes or wherever they may watch this program, is to sit back and just to enjoy the message of the music, the spirit of the music. And really, there's a message that the choir constantly tries to help people, is that, you know, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the feelings that when the choir sings that the people get. It's hard to describe until you've been there and you hear them.
This is definitely one of the hottest tickets in town, and if you are unavailable to attend in person, you can live stream the concert, as Ed mentioned, on mormontabernaclechoir.com. And you can also, on that website, view past Pioneer concerts and Christmas concerts that feature some wonderful talent as well. We want to thank Ed for being here with us today. We really appreciate your words.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to end our episode with a quote by former LDS Apostle Elder Boyd K. Packer. And he said, make wholesome music of all kinds a part of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.